I thought I would record a short piece of audio all about Brock Roll Lido and the to heat or not to heat discussion. Yes, it's a discussion. Here's a clue. Not to heat. Not to heat, comrades. So this was a strange one. So very soon coming up, the first weekend in October, I think we have the annual Brockwell Lido Users AGM. The Lido Users historically has been the group which saved the Lido around about, when was this? It was on the day of the mass march in central London against Blair attacking Iraq, if that gives it some context. 2000 and... one, two? Anyway, so Blue pretty much saved the Lido and worked with Fusion, do a... I'm hesitating, do a very decent job of being the guardians of the heritage of the Lido. 80 years this year we've celebrated, not me personally, 80 years of outdoor cold water swimming. There, I said it, the cold water word, cold water swimming. And so, what has appeared on the agenda for the 2017 AGM with Blue? It is some throwaway comment about to heat the Lido or not to heat the Lido, which I don't think really has been a serious suggestion. It was just there to perhaps get people along to the AGM itself, so the meeting is in quorum. But online it's been played out, and I've been really quite surprised as to the level of how entrenched both sides are, particularly people that really are very, very keen to heat up the Lido. And, you know, the basic arguments really are, it's there as a cold water pool for people who want to enjoy cold water swimming all year round. If you want to go indoors, there are many other options, you know, Brixton Rep, Clapham, other places in Southwark, which I do not know about because I rarely tread in towards Southwark. Crystal Palace, a beautiful 50-metre pool. And it just seems also a level of ignorance on people who don't understand or use the Lido during those winter months. It's very, very busy. The past 2-3 years or so, certainly, trying to find a space in a sauna after your cold water swim has been quite difficult. And for me, what attracts me, what I return for day in, day out, is that genuine sense of community. There is a great support group of people that have emerged around cold water swimming. And it really is. It's just an absolute buzz, the best way to start your day. So I was disappointed with Blue. You know, Blue have many other issues to face. But I thought to actually put that as an agenda item was really, really quite cheeky. Yeah, please do have the discussion. Do not close down the debate. But, I mean, seriously, guys, have you even thought about the cost of installing heating, of running heating? Will it be sustainable? I very, very much doubt it. So perhaps maybe it's time for my annual Blue AGM question about why in Lambeth we have to pay twice to swim indoors and outdoors to be replaced by, you know, once and for all. Let's have firm Blue policy. The Lido, to heat it, to not to heat it, I think not to heat it.